Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Our lives are built on our priorities. We spend our time and energy and dollars on things that we deem to be most important to us. So as we start out this new year, we want to walk through what we believe are the Bible's pyramid of priorities. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And last week, we overviewed the pyramid of priorities based on the book of Ephesians, chapters 4 through 6. And if you're listening and somehow missed that, feel free to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and listen to that show. But today, Bruce, I guess we want to start climbing up this pyramid. Mm-hmm. And I think the first level was our walk with God from Ephesians chapter 4 through the middle of chapter number 5.
Well, that's a great memory you got, Cap. Paul, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells us to walk in love and walk in light and to live our lives worthy of the calling that God has placed on them. And then he gives us a list of the godly character traits and attitudes that he's expecting to see displayed in our life.
So then it's our need and desire to live a life that pleases God that becomes our first priority in life.
Exactly. Our walk with God is the foundation of all of our life. It's vital that we know how to live so that our relationship and our walk with God is getting stronger each and every day.
Well, that makes sense. But, you know, I think the fact that Jesus said that the greatest commandment was to love God comes into play here as well.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not growing in our love for God, our walk with God can't be where it needs to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our lives as Christ followers are also going to be out of sync.
And that's why this is our first priority, Cap. It's my relationship with God. If my relationship with God is not right, all my relationships are going to suffer. My walk mm-hmm. with my spouse won't be right. My relationship with my kids won't be right. Mm-hmm. My attitude and relationships at work won't be right. And I'll be in a place where God doesn't want me to be.
So, Bruce, then how do we develop this priority?
Well, like we develop any other relationship, by spending time with people. The same is true in our relationship with God. It's established by spending time in His Word. And I know that this is an area that I struggle in, and because of that, I've developed a little quick formula for starting and maintaining a quiet time, and it's built on, guess what, an acrostic, PRESS, P-R-E-S-S.
There you go with that acrostic.
Uh-huh.
Well, Bruce, why PRESS?
Well, because as an old jock, I used to do bench presses to get stronger, and I thought, well, you know, having a regular quiet time is going to make my relationship with God get stronger.
That sounds pretty good. I bet the P stands for pray.
You're right on target, and, you know, we need to start all of our time with God in prayer. We need to get our hearts ready to hear from Him, and that means confessing any known sin in our life and to clear the channel of communication to make sure it's cleaned out.
And the R?
R is for read. You know, we want to read a paragraph of Scripture three times, once to get acquainted with it, once to examine it, as we'll talk about in just a second, and once to just kind of clean up and make sure we saw everything. And I'd suggest we start in the Gospel, start with just a paragraph and an unmarked Bible. You know, when we read an area that we've taken notes in and highlighted, we tend to think we've seen all there is to see in mm-hmm. that passage, and that's just not true.
And the E?
Well, that's for examine, and that's where you study the passage a little bit. With a pen in your hand, write the answers to these four questions. What do these verses say? What do they mean? Mm-hmm. What do they mean to me? And so what? You know, what am I going to do about these verses? And, you know, you're going to be surprised how much you'll get out of a passage just by walking through those questions.
How about the two S's?
Well, the first one reminds us that we need to say what we've learned back to God. And you know, we just say, Father, thank you for speaking to me and give me the strength to do this activity. And the second S stands for the need to share it with a friend. We need to get an accountability partner, a spiritual buddy, I like to call them, someone who's going to ask us how well we're doing with having our quiet time and then share with them what God has been teaching us through His Word.
Well, there you have it. A formula pretty much for strengthening the number one priority of our lives, our walk with God, by spending time with Him and His Word. And you can come out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and we'll put a copy of today's PRESS acrostic out there for you. But next week, we're going to talk about our second priority, our relationship with our spouses. But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.